Percy Goring was an East Ender who served with the East Anglia Royal Engineers at Gallipoli. Throughout this series, we've heard of his part in the mining of Hill 60, of dodging snipers, and his opinion on everything from the food, the flies, and his superiors. Percy was a no-nonsense, forthright man. His dry sense of humour shone through. At the age of 95, he was determined to attend the 75th anniversary of the Anzac landings. Yesterday, we heard how, with the help of the RSL and others, he did just that. The stumbling block was that despite the fact that he'd lived for many years in Bunbury, as a British soldier, he had no official place with the Australian contingent. We heard how the crowds on Gallipoli, as they made their way to the dawn service, were almost impassable.
Standing alongside the road was two Australian soldiers standing there with torches, and one of them come round and said, "Come on, Percy, we'll get you in to where the Anzacs are all going to sit." And he took me up to the crowd in the bush, shone the torch on me and shouted out, "Make way for an Anzac Gallipoli veteran." And the crowd started to clap, and the crowd opened up and left a gap for us to go through. And we went through the crowd until we came to the opening into the cemetery. Chairs and everything were set, a chair over each grave in the cemetery. And we sat there for over 4 hours, and we were frozen. And presently the Anzacs came in, and they came and they sat all round us. We was in the middle of them. The Prime Minister of Australia went to the microphone and he made his speech, and several other, what shall I call them, bigwigs, they made their speeches. There was prayers, and it was a very, very solemn occasion, particularly as the fact that we was all sitting there among the graves of the Anzacs who had died 75 years before. At the first burst of the bugle blowing the last post, I immediately stood up, and I was so cold and stiff, if I hadn't grabbed the seat in front of me, I think I should have gone down. And the man who was sitting in the seat didn't get up, and that saved me from going down. And as I stood there, I felt an arm go round my waist and a hand catch hold of my right arm and helped to steady me. And we stood like that for the last post. We stood there with the reveille, and when that finished, I turned round to see who was holding me. And it was a lady officer off one of the warships. We started to look round. Where was the bus? And it took an hour and a half before we found our bus. And the people on the bus came to me and asked me about Anzac itself. We was at the bottom of the cliffs, and we could see and see up at the top. And I sat there for over an hour explaining to people and telling them what this was and that was and the other wasn't. We stopped at Suvla Bay, and we got out of the bus at Suvla Bay, and I went and stood on the edge of the sea, and I was standing practically on the very spot where I'd landed 75 years ago.
Percy Goring, Anzac veteran. Percy died on the 27th of July 2001 at the age of 106. His passing was noted in Parliament and obituaries published here in the UK and in the US. His ashes are placed in the Bunbury Cemetery, and his name is to be added to the Bunbury Heritage Walk.